We're following Delaware's example. We're going to do our very best to improve the standards of licensed childcare providers in California. Okay, and I have, I wish I had some to disclose. I do not. So we're going to develop research-based standards. We're going to find out what the feasibility of implementing those standards in childcare, licensed childcare centers. We're actually doing some key informant interview questioning with child care directors to determine the barriers so that we'll work on the barriers. And we're using the Knapsack, which is out of Chapel Hill, yay! A valid and field-tested instrument that will allow us to measure the nutrition and physical activity environments in childcare. And of course, Delaware used Knapsack too. And our project, who knows how long it's going to be. Thank goodness nobody's giving us any money and nobody's saying, why aren't you moving faster on this? So we want to promote active play. You've heard something before me about that, and healthy eating. And we also want to use, because of Delaware and their part, which one of you are Delaware? Okay, well, they're my gurus. So they actually partnered with Sesame Street to develop a tool called Healthy Habits for Life, which has a wonderful parent component, so I recommend it strongly. So as you know, let me just flip through some slides because these are really interesting. I know you've seen this for adults, but this is 2003 with across the country. The blue, the dark blue, is 20% obesity rates. We're talking 3 and 4 year olds. Okay. Realize that the next one, which is 2 years later, has no blue. Go there. So now we are at 30% obesity rates with 3 and 4 year olds. And in 07, it gets even worse. So I have, and we'll, huh? That's 2007. CDC. So as you see, it's kind of like the adult obesity stuff that you've seen to death is happening with our three-year-olds. I put this slide in because I think it's an important issue. Obesity rates in Los Angeles County, that's Los Angeles County, are absolutely directly correlated with the lack of parks and places for active exercise. So there's the park area, the where you see the red is lack of parks. I live right along the coast, so we have lots of park area. And here's the fact that the parks are in the poor areas of Los Angeles. And so if you put obesity next to parks, you'll see that they definitely overlap. So our project is targeting a part of Los Angeles County called South Central. I think we've heard of South Central over the years. It has the highest poverty, the highest obesity. It's a food desert, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to just slide through these slides because these are interesting in that you go from 1998 to 2008 and you see obesity rates increasing. So what are we doing? We're supersizing our children, and extreme obesity is increasing also. And boys a little bit more than girls. Now these are 2 to 5 year olds. Look what happens whenever you look at the older cohort of the 2 to 11 year olds. It takes a little longer, but the obesity continues to increase. So what are the costs? Tremendous. Now, I was with somebody yesterday looking at worksite wellness, and keep in mind that businesses do not want to locate in areas where there's high rates of obesity because they know that translates into more absenteeism, higher health care costs. So keep your eye on, it's all about the money. So we know the effects. And over drinks, we'll talk about some of my theories on this. and we've got our kids sitting in front of TV eating chips. So what we want to do, because I work for Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, we want to work on this, and we're going to work with the three and four year olds. And the research is very clear. Parents, and you know how much more they're becoming obese, have obese children. And the influences are many, and you can look at this. This is a great slide. Shows the various influences on the child. And as you can see down the slice at the bottom, this sort of blue on one side and red on the other side is child care. So we want to address this issue early. So, of course, it's all about developing those early, developing healthy habits early, setting those patterns. There's lots of research that says that the children that are 3 and 4 are consuming those non-nutritive foods, and they're certainly developing bad habits and bad taste. So what are we doing? We're doing a full-blown research project, only because I have so many interns. We're going to target all of the child care centers that we can enroll in South Central LA. We're going to randomize them into three groups, a control group that hopefully will be influenced by the new IOM report and the new changes in the WIC food pattern. Who knows what influences will happen there. And then we're taking the other two groups, the intervention group. One will get the NEMORS, which was developed in Delaware. I recommend don't reinvent things. People have some wonderful tools. The nutrition standards there, they'll just be handed them. And that's analogous to, okay, here's the new law, you've got to do this. And then the other intervention group will be not only given the nutrition best practice and physical activity recommendations, but will be trained and kind of nudged toward changing one thing at a time. And everybody gets everything at the end of the project, so it's not a problem. So, what are our proposed standards? And like I say, our partner is California Food Policy Advocates, because we'll be developing data that then they can take to Sacramento and hopefully get some standards. Of course, the issue is enforcement. And as we've already started our project, and what we're finding is even if they're on CACFP and they have a menu, which is good, for the day of the observation is very interesting, because they will have marked through what they're serving, and they will have written in what they will be observed to be serving. So I really think that it's important to be there, to look, and to take notes, and to measure. So that kind of data we'll be giving to CACFP to take to Sacramento. So we want, the low-fat milk. And thank you, CACFP, California Food Policy Advocates, for getting the law that now they're supposed to have water available. We're finding that water's not available. And we want to restrict processed meats. Now, you can't say that there's cancer in 3 and 4 year olds because of their eating processed meats, but if you look at adults, you can. So why start feeding them that at such an early age, like hot dogs and bologna and all that? We don't want juice to substitute for fruit, and only 4 ounces of juice when it's served. And eliminate those baked sweet grain products and sugared cereals. We want the fruit to be colorful, not French fries. And you're absolutely right. If you go 9 out of 10, the vegetable is French fries, but sometimes not. No deep frying, serve real cheese. That was from Delaware. And whole grains. We want whole grains. We don't want half of the grains to be whole. We want all the grains to be whole. And we want to see that we're actually looking at the label on the bread to make sure they're not just saying it's whole grain because it's brown colored. And the other thing that is so nicely presented with the Sesame Street is we want these children to have the opportunity to serve themselves, because they'll put the food on their plate, and they're certainly more. We've actually found that in some of our observations where they're using family style, this is family style where they serve themselves, they eat better. Whenever they're presented with a plate with portions on it, they kind of look at it and like, ugh. So this is a real important point. We want at least 60 minutes of active play, please. And we're not really finding that the television's on when we go to the centers. And it's that doesn't seem to be a big issue in California. I don't know. We have more sunshine or something. So thank you. We've just passed legislation for clean, accessible water. And for childcare, the low-fat milk is now in law. Yay! And eliminating the sugary juice and no beverages with added sweeteners and water. So that is a huge victory. Thank you. We need consistent messages. They need to be in accordance at least with the guidelines from the federal level. And Obama, let's move. We need to get our talking points like we do with healthcare reform so that we can talk to the issues that we believe in and we're not just sort of like trying to figure it out. So let's get our consistent messages about this, but also about healthcare reform, please. And current standards, as has been mentioned, date back to the 1970s. And so what if the standard is that you feed them every 2 hours? You know, we need a little bit better than that. And here are our partners. And I'm so happy to be with you. And this is really how I feel. Let's do this together. Let's be clear about what we're going to do. Let's address obesity in 3- and 4-year-olds. And let those 3- and 4-year-olds take the message back to their parents, whose behaviors I've given up on. I worked on 3 years trying to change women to have a healthy weight. Once they become obese, only 3% ever change their weight to become a healthy weight. So they're just like, give it up. But the kids won the battle as far as tobacco. Whenever they came home and saw Mama smoking and said, Mama, please don't smoke, I don't want you to die. I think they can be our battle winners in this fight against obesity. And if you've got any questions, I'd love to answer. You can reach me. I've got brochures in the back with all my contact information on it. This you can get online. All right. So if you have any questions, I think I have 1 minute. Yes.
So how are you recruiting and getting participation from the child care centers?
Okay. Our director of public health, Dr. Jonathan Fielding, it took us about 3 months to get this, but he wrote a letter telling, you know, kind of like an open letter that we've actually mailed out to all the child care centers. We got all the child care centers listed with their address and the current directors from the, there's agencies in charge of child care and there's referral agencies under them. So, you know, go up the chain to the top if you want to target your child care. He wrote a letter introducing the project, urging people to participate, telling them to call me, and that was a nightmare. We put this little brochure in it. We're just last week sent out a second mailing because the first mailing was in the early summer. Some people call. Then my interns, God bless them, do cold call sales. They say, did you get a letter from Dr. Fielding? You know, and at least it's like a little warm cold call, and they sell the product, you know. There's all kinds of advantages for them to be participating with us. It's certain, and everything, the data's all going to be collected, and it'll remain anonymous. And it, like I say, everybody will get everything at the end of the project. Good question. Yes. Well, if you look at the North Carolina instrument, it actually takes us 4 hours. We're there at 9, we leave at 1. So it's many, many variables that are being collected data on. We're going to do that 4-hour observation at the beginning of the project and at the end. And honestly, I was thinking that it was going to be the milk that would be changing the most. I still kind of do because of the new law and the water. I'm not sure what's going to change, but we've got lots of data, and we're going to just say, please, we're praying for at least a 60 to 100 in each of the three groups so that we can get a statistical significance sample to go. Thank you.